You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol Boy. Today's guest is I'm not sure if we've featured them on the show before.
It's been a long time. But they've got a really fun, neat, new twist to this that I cannot wait to share.
I can't wait to get into that. Most of you are obviously familiar with Meals on Wheels, but let's welcome our guest, Charlene Crusoe Ingram. She's the CEO of Meals on Wheels Atlanta. Charlene, welcome.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Hillary Baker. She's a consultant with Meals on Wheels Atlanta. Hillary, hello. Welcome.
Hello.
So Charlene, I'm quite certain that most people listening to this show is certainly familiar with Meals on Wheels, but just in case someone needs a little reminder, share with us the mission and purpose of Meals on Wheels.
Meals on Wheels Atlanta provides meal services to seniors in Atlanta area. There are many other organizations around that do the same kind of work. But we are an independent meal delivery services organization to seniors.
Outstanding.
That's wonderful. About how many meals do you prepare and deliver a week?
About 5,000 meals a week to seniors around Atlanta.
So how does the process actually work? I mean, do you have a bunch of chefs in a room making all this? I mean, talk about how you actually get the food, prepare the food, deliver the food. What's the actual process?
So it begins with the funds to buy the food to prepare. And we have to raise every dollar for our Atlanta base. We have a commercial kitchen, a staff of 6 people, including a chef who prepares the meals every day except Saturday and Sunday. And then we deliver every day, Tuesday through Saturday, with the help of about 2,000 volunteers.
Wow.
2,000 volunteers. That's we'll have to get into that, because I imagine there's someone listening who would love to know how they could be a part of that. So we'll get into that later. Okay.
That's phenomenal. So if we have a senior listening, or maybe even more likely, an adult child listening who would like to get their parent involved in the program receiving meals, how do they apply, or what's that process?
They can go on our website. There is a number there. Call in. And we have a staff who does intake, who assesses our ability to provide the meal to the senior. I will say, we have a wait list.
I was thinking you probably did.
Which is why we're always looking to bring in funding and donations so that we eliminate that wait list.
So we're a few weeks into 2019 now. I mean, how ambitious is that plan? I mean, 5,000 meals is game-changing for a lot of people. There's no doubt about it. But there's a lot more people that need help. Absolutely. How ambitious is the plans to increase that capacity?
We will be looking at building a new kitchen.
Wow.
Because we literally, by 2020, our goal is to do 500,000 meals a year. In order to do that, we need a new kitchen because we are out of kitchen capacity to get to that number. So we're raising funds to build a new kitchen. But we literally every day look for ingenious ways to raise more funds so that we can add more seniors to the delivery list.
Well, I know we're going to talk about one of those ways later on in the program, but let's talk a little bit about corporations and individuals and how can they give if they're interested in giving back?
A number of companies actually volunteer. So groups come in to help to prepare the meals, to deliver the meals. And we have an emergency pantry also. If a senior calls and they need food right away, we can literally provide them with a grocery bag of food that will last them for 30 days. So volunteers love working in the pantry.
Great to have some stock supplies on hand if you need it.
Companies, we have barrels. They load us up with canned goods.
Wow.
So that we can provide that 30 days of groceries.
That's nice.
So are meals the only thing you do? I imagine there's other services that you provide, yeah?
That's probably one that I should take. We do two things. Meals, and we repair homes.
Wow. Okay.
We have a pretty extensive home repairs business. Home Depot's foundation provides substantial dollars to us for veterans home repair program. Invest Atlanta for the West Side. Also, we manage three programs for them, all related to home repairs on the West Side. And the dollars set aside for that are pretty extensive.
So you mentioned you partner with other groups on the West Side of town. Tell us, you know, what is your kind of service area? Is it just Fulton County, or is it all of Metro Atlanta, or what does that look like?
It really depends on the program. For Home Depot, we cover 11 counties. For the Invest Atlanta, it is one program is Atlanta, the other two or the West Side.
Okay.
So it's really driven by the program.
And is meal delivery the same way, or is it?
We cover the Atlanta area, the city of Atlanta. That's
city
that's
of. City of Atlanta. Got it. All right.
All right, Charlene, Hillary, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
All right, we're back with Charlene Trisso Ingram and Hillary Baker, both with Meals on Wheels Atlanta. So, all right, Charlene, let's get into the real brass tacks here. So it's a competitive space to raise money for a nonprofit, no doubt about it. I imagine you have to stand out and to be successful and thrive in that endeavor, you have to come up with some pretty ingenious ways to do that. And how are you guys doing that? Tell us a story.
Well, one, what I believe is ingenious way, we were selected by Leadership Atlanta, class of 2018, to work on a social enterprise, coming up with a retail idea that we could use to sell a product to bring more money in to feed more seniors.
Ah.
So Hillary has been working with us on that idea. Purposeful Pecans, it's called, as
Purposeful Pecans.
Initial product offering. And we're having a lot of fun. And I think in the 5 months we've been on the market, we've raised quite a few dollars. And there are other brand extensions that we will evolve over the next few months.
Well, Hillary, give us the specs on how this program works.
Well, we're really excited. We've created something called MOA Brands, Meals on Wheels Atlanta. All the brands that we will launch where all the proceeds go back to Meals on Wheels. And our first product has been very successful. That's Purposeful Pecans. There are two flavors. We're very excited. In the 5 months for 2018, we sold over $50,000 worth of pecans.
Wow.
And in the holiday time, I mean, we really, really did well. It's a different type of gift to bring as a hostess gift or a thank you instead of a bottle of wine. And it really is a gift that gives. I mean, truly.
Mm-hmm.
For every bag, for some of the, like say the small bag, $18, the proceeds of that enables us to feed a senior two meals for one day.
Wow.
So that really translates into a need.
And $50,000 worth of pecans, that's fed a lot of seniors. That's amazing stuff.
Yes, and that's with really very little marketing.
All right.
So that's amazing. Can imagine in 2019 our plans. So there are two flavors, cinnamon star anise and sweet and hot. They're made by a well-known executive chef in the Atlanta area. He comes into our Meals on Wheels kitchen, makes them there in small batches. So every week we're making new, fresh, delicious pecans. They're Georgia grown, gluten-free. They're delicious.
Nice.
So for this year, we have all kinds of ideas. We're partnering with some restaurants. We'll be providing them at the bars. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of recipe programs, including pecans and salads and things like that. And some corporate programs. They make great corporate gifts. A great gift for a real estate agent to give to a new homeowner instead of that vase, which I got last year, and I don't need another vase.
I'm thinking they'd make a great Valentine's Day present,
exactly.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know, if I wanted to just go buy some retail in Atlanta, where do I go to get them?
Right now, we're at Lucy's Market and Pine Street Market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're at some of the local farmers markets that'll run in the winter.
That'd be a great place to get them.
You can go to our online, our website.
You can order them online, too. Awesome.
Yes, at purposefulproducts.org, okay. Or you can go through the Meals on Wheels Atlanta website,
to get
mealsonwheelsatlanta.org.
So one of those flavors was sweet and hot. That's how a lot of people describe me.
Sweet and hot.
Hillary, you pre-show, you mentioned also that, and Charlene touched on this, but there's a Shark Tank-esque element to this thing. Talk more about that actual competition. Right. And you're a semi-finalist, as I understand.
And we're very excited. We're competing for the Epiphany Grant. And that's First Presbyterian Church on Peachtree is conducting basically like a Shark Tank type of competition. 20 nonprofits are in the running to win a significant amount of money. And we hope that we will win that, because we'd like to take this cottage idea to something really big and special, because we really see the potential in this. One thing that's been really surprising for us is how the millennials have reacted to this. And giving, working with companies that give back is very important to them, and any opportunity for them to give back, you know, that's just part of the millennial culture. And we've really been surprised how many pecans we're selling to the millennials. And for us, that's a way to groom a potential volunteer, a potential donor.
Absolutely.
And so it's been really important for us.
All right. Well, Charlene, we are about out of time. So before I let you go, a couple of things, please. Should anyone want to get more information about everything happening at Meals on Wheels Atlanta, where do they go? And where can they, obviously, it's important for you to bring in resources, maybe additional food. How do people do that? And if they want to make a financial contribution, how do they do that? And volunteer, too.
Yes. Our website has all of the details for volunteering. Fill out the form online. Call us. We will drop barrels in office buildings, which we often do, so that those barrels can be filled up. We then go back and pick them up. But we need volunteers, and we need donors. You can do both online. Sign up, donate on our website. We're always looking for both.
Absolutely. And Hillary, again, should someone want to get some of these pecans, where do they go?
Purposefulpecans.org. Or through the MealsOnWheelsAtlanta.org website.
Okay. Charlene Crusoe Ingram, the CEO of Meals on Wheels Atlanta, and Hillary Baker, a consultant with Meals on Wheels Atlanta. Charlene, Hillary, it was great to have you. Thanks both for joining us.
Thank you
for having us.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.